Okay, welcome and thank you for sharing your valuable time to attend tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, the virtual plan meeting. The presentation will begin at 6 p.m. If at any point this evening you want to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Again, press 0 on your telephone keypad to ask the panel a question this evening. And we're going to get started in just a few minutes here. I just want to thank everybody for joining in tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, our virtual public meeting, and the presentation itself is going to start at 6 p.m. And actually, we have just a little bit to share with you in the meantime while we're waiting for people to join. But again, if at any point you want to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Again, press 0 on your phone keypad if you'd like to ask the panel a question.
The Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement spanned 11 miles of I-10 between the Loop 202 Sandtown South Mountain Freeway and I-17. The southern end of the project begins near Ray Road. I-10 will have 4 general-purpose lanes and 1 high-occupancy vehicle or HOV lane in each direction between Ray and Elliott Roads. At the westbound Warner Road off-ramp, a second right-turn lane will be constructed to reduce backups on the ramp. At Elliott Road, the number of general-purpose lanes in each direction will increase from 4 to 5. When construction is complete, there will be 5 general-purpose lanes and 1 HOV lane between Elliott Road and the US 60 Superstition Freeway. Sound walls along eastbound and westbound I-10 will be constructed south of Guadalupe Road in the residential corridor. The bridge at Guadalupe Road, which is part of the Sun Circle Trail, will be widened for pedestrians, equestrians, and bicycles. Starting south of Baseline Road, the westbound Collector-Distributor Road will begin. The CD Road is parallel to I-10 and separates local traffic entering and exiting the freeway from the higher speed through traffic on I-10 mainline. The westbound CD Road runs from Baseline to 40th Street through the Broadway Curve. Motorists will access the westbound CD Road from the westbound Baseline Road on-ramp. The Western Canal Pedestrian Bridge will be constructed over I-10 for pedestrians and bicyclists to use between the Arizona Mills Mall and the residential communities west of I-10. The eastbound Collector-Distributor Road will be constructed from State Route 143 to Baseline Road parallel to I-10. It will also separate local traffic entering or exiting the highway from the higher speed through traffic on I-10. From westbound I-10 to eastbound US 60, ADOT will make improvements to approximately 1 mile of US 60 between I-10 and Hardy Drive. Here, US 60 will have 5 general-purpose lanes and 1 HOV lane. A second lane will be constructed on the eastbound US 60 on-ramp from westbound I-10. On westbound US 60, the number of general-purpose lanes will increase from 3 to 4 between Hardy Drive and I-10. Drivers who want to travel west on I-10 will be able to exit directly onto the I-10 mainline or exit at the westbound Collector-Distributor Road. Drivers traveling eastbound will use the existing ramp to connect with I-10, which also provides access to Baseline Road. A sound wall will be constructed near Baseline Road along the eastbound CD Road to minimize traffic noise for people who live and work in the area. Additional sound walls will be constructed in areas where required by noise analysis. North of the US 60 interchange, there will be a 2-lane eastbound CD road and a 3-lane westbound CD road, as well as 6 general-purpose lanes and 2 HOV lanes in both directions of I-10. The Alameda Drive Pedestrian Bridge will be constructed to provide safe and easy access for pedestrians and bicyclists between Tempe Diablo Stadium and the residential area east of I-10. Capacity will be significantly increased for eastbound and westbound drivers through the Broadway Curve. ADOT will widen Broadway Road over I-10 to accommodate the new east and westbound CD roads. An additional left turn lane will be added on the eastbound I-10 on-ramp at Broadway Road. The new bridges and CD roads will provide a direct connection between I-10 and State Route 143 from the general purpose and HOV lanes. This will improve access to and from Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. The new alignment will maintain access to 48th Street and University Drive from the 143. The new direct connections between I-10 and the 143 will be constructed over North 48th Street. The additional center lanes on the 143 will connect to I-10. New outside lanes will be added between 48th Street and University Drive. Here, the 143 and 48th Street will be separated, so the 143 will carry all vehicles traveling to and from the airport. 48th Street will carry all local traffic on two new eastbound and westbound lanes. North and southbound State Route 143 will have concrete pavement between I-10 and the Salt River. On South 48th Street, the lanes will provide access to westbound I-10 and the westbound Collector-Distributor Road. The 48th Street bridges will be extended to accommodate the new CD roads. At 48th Street, the loop ramp will connect vehicles traveling east on I-10 to North 48th Street, providing access to northbound State Route 143. A sound wall will be constructed at the 48th Street off-ramp. In this area, I-10 will be widened from 4 to 6 general-purpose lanes, and an additional HOV lane will be added. Here, the westbound CD road ends at 40th Street. Westbound I-10 will have 7 general-purpose lanes and 2 HOV lanes between 40th and 32nd Streets. The eastbound I-10 40th Street off-ramp will be converted from a loop ramp to a diamond ramp. On eastbound and westbound I-10 between 40th Street and I-17, the road surface will be concrete pavement with diamond grinding, providing a smoother driving surface. The number of general-purpose lanes on I-10 between 32nd and 24th Streets will increase from 4 to 6, and the number of HOV lanes will double from 1 to 2. The addition of a second HOV lane will provide and support carpooling, transit, and other ride-sharing options. The I-10 bridges over the Salt River will be widened to accommodate one additional general-purpose lane and one additional HOV lane. The northern boundary of the project ends past 24th Street, where I-10 connects with I-17.
Once again, if you're just joining our call,
I would like to welcome everybody to the conference. If at any point you'd like to ask a question this evening, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Again, press the number 0 on your phone keypad, and we'll get you into the queue to ask the panel your question. We're going to begin in just a few moments here at 6 p.m., and I'd like to welcome everybody and thank you for sharing your valuable time to attend tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, our virtual public meeting. The presentation's going to kick off at 6 p.m. We're just waiting for a few more people to join. And again, if at any point you'd like to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your telephone keypads. Again, press 0 on your phone keypads, and we'll get you in queue to ask your question live. Okay, we're just waiting a few more minutes for people to join the call, but we're going to get started in about 2 minutes. Again, I'd like to welcome everyone for joining, and thank you for sharing your evening to attend tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project virtual public meeting. We're going to get started at 6 p.m. in just about 2 minutes. If at any point you want to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Again, press 0 on your phone keypad, and we'll get you in queue to ask your question live. Okay, we're going to get started here in just about 1 minute now. Again, I'd just like to welcome everybody one last time, and thank you for sharing your valuable time to attend tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, the virtual public meeting. Our presentation is going to begin in just 1 minute, but if at any point tonight you'd like to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Again, press 0 on your phone keypad, and we'll get you in the queue to ask your question live. Okay, we're going to get started in just about 30 seconds here. Again, thank you everyone for joining tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, our virtual public meeting. Again, if you want to ask the panel a question, please press 0 on your phone keypad, and we'll get you in the queue to ask your question live. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our presentation right now.
Welcome, and thanks for sharing your valuable time to attend tonight's Interstate 10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project virtual public meeting. My name is Howard Steer, and I am the Community Relations Manager with Broadway Curve Constructors. We appreciate your interest in learning about this important project. A couple of things to know. All participants have been muted to avoid background noise. If you're having technical difficulties, call WebEx help at 1-866-229-3239. Again, that number for WebEx help is 1-866-229-3239. If you're having difficulty with Telephone Town Hall, call 630-605-8236. We would also like to extend our gratitude to Maricopa Association of Governments, the Federal Highway Administration, the Town of Guadalupe, and the cities of Chandler, Phoenix, and Tempe for their partnership, collaboration, and guidance throughout the previous phases of development to reach this point in the project. The slide on the screen is for any attendees that would like to view closed captioning. There is a link in the chat that will open a browser with both Spanish and English captions. At the conclusion of our presentation, attendees will have an opportunity to ask questions or make a comment. We will be taking as many comments from the public as we possibly can until tonight's meeting concludes at 7 p.m. If you have called in and would like to make a comment, press 0 on your phone keypad at any time, and you will be placed in line to address the members of the project team. Please be aware that there might be a slight delay once you connect with our staff. We appreciate your patience with this process, and we will get to you as soon as possible. To maximize the number of opportunities for participants to engage the project team, we will allow a maximum of 3 minutes per participant. This evening's presentation will be recorded to ensure questions and responses are properly addressed. Also, please note that all comments will be part of the public record. The recording will be available on the project website. As a reminder, for those joining us online, use the Q&A function for written comments. And for those joining us on Teletown Hall, press 0 to include that you would like to speak. Our agenda tonight will start with a brief introduction of the project team. One of the members of our team will then be providing an overview of the project and next steps. After that, I will share information on how to stay engaged throughout the construction project. Once we conclude the presentation, we'll move into the Q&A portion of the meeting and provide an opportunity for attendees to engage the project team with any questions about the project. So let's get started. Tonight's presentation includes several members from the project team. The Broadway Curve Constructors is a joint venture comprised of Police Construction, F&F Construction, and Flatiron Constructors. Our design team includes T.Y. Lynn International, Aztec Engineering Group, and Stanley Consultants in partnership with the Arizona Department of Transportation. Project area is within the cities of Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler, and the town of Guadalupe. Construction will occur on 11 miles of I-10 between Loop 202 and I-17 near Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Additional work will occur on approximately 1 mile east and westbound US 60 between I-10 and Hardy Drive, and on approximately 1 mile of north and southbound 143 between I-10 and the Salt River. Now I'd like to introduce Steve Campbell, the project's construction manager. Steve will walk us through improvements and our project schedule.
Thanks, Howard. As you said, my name is Steve Campbell. I'm the construction manager for the Broadway Curve Constructors. As you know, I-10 and the Broadway Curve is one of the busiest freeways in Arizona with almost 300,000 vehicles per day. By 2040, we expect this to increase to approximately 375,000 vehicles per day. What you see on the screen is a rendering of the completed project looking north from Baseline Road at I-10 towards the US 60. Tonight, we will walk through the major improvements of this project. These include the addition of travel lanes, an additional high occupancy vehicle lane from US 60 to I-17, a complete upgrade of the I-10 and 143 interchange, electric distributor roads, referred to as CD roads, and two new pedestrian bridges. There are also many less obvious features that will improve the efficiency of the corridor. These include new lighting, signage, 14 overhead signs, and a wrong-way driver detection system. Let's jump to the south end of the project. The project begins approximately a half mile south of Ray Road. This is a picture looking north on I-10 to Ray Road. There is one HOV lane and three travel lanes. This is the same area at the completion of the project. We will add a travel lane in each direction, creating four travel lanes and one HOV lane. Let's head up a little bit further north. This is a view from Baseline Road looking towards US 60. This will be the configuration at the end of the project. The new pedestrian bridge at Western Canal is crossing I-10 in the middle of the picture. The westbound CD road begins at Baseline Road, and this eastbound CD road ends in the same area. To the right of the screen is the ramp connecting westbound I-10 to eastbound US 60. This will be improved to two lanes. Now we're up on US 60, so this is looking east on US 60 from I-10. This is the same view at the end of the project. The eastbound bridge crossing Priest Road has been widened to accommodate the additional ramp from the additional ramp lane entering from westbound I-10. The westbound US 60 ramp to westbound I-10 will also be reconstructed. A new ramp from westbound US 60 to the westbound CD road will provide access to Broadway Road and the 143. This view is a rendering of the completed project looking west towards 48th Street from Broadway Road. This is the complete reconfiguration of the I-10 and 143 interchange. It also provides a good perspective of the CD roads and the benefits of the CD roads. The CD roads are highlighted in red. As you can see, the I-10 or mainline traffic is separated from the CD road traffic. In the westbound direction, travelers whose destination is Broadway Road or the airport will exit westbound I-10 south of the US 60 onto the westbound CD road. This will eliminate the need to cross several lanes of traffic to get into the northbound 143 exit. In the eastbound direction, travelers entering from 40th Street, 143, and Broadway Road will stay on the eastbound CD road past US 60. The eastbound CD road will have direct access to eastbound US 60 without the need to enter I-10. If your destination is further south on I-10, you will enter eastbound I-10 south of US 60. Again, this eliminates the need to move over three lanes of I-10 traffic to avoid entering the eastbound US 60 ramp. This is another view of the CD roads looking south at the US 60. The CD roads will help reduce the number of lane changes by separating through traffic on I-10 from local traffic that is entering or exiting the freeway. On the left side of the screen, you can see the beginning of the westbound CD road. Drivers will enter from Baseline Road or I-10 south of US 60. On the right side of the screen is the ending of the eastbound CD road. Drivers that entered from 40th Street, 143, or Broadway Road will have access to eastbound US 60, eastbound I-10, or Baseline Road. This is a view of the Broadway curve. The Broadway curve is the area of I-10 between Baseline Road and 40th Street. Here you can see the current lane configuration of I-10 at the Broadway curve. The improvements will include 6 travel lanes and 2 HOV lanes in each direction. You can see the CD roads on the outside. This project adds more lanes to I-10 and adds the CD lanes, a major upgrade. Broadway Road Bridge over I-10 will be replaced as part of this project. In this view, you're looking from I-10 to the northwest. The new alignment of Broadway Road will shift slightly north. The north shift will provide our crews enough space to build a new bridge while keeping the current bridge open to traffic while the work is underway. The bridge will be widened to provide additional turn lane or from Broadway to I-10. This is an overhead view of I-10 and the 143 interchange. You can see the loop ramp in the lower left side of the screen. The I-10 and 143 connection will be completely reconstructed. This is the view of the 143 looking to the west at completion. As you can see, it is a major improvement. There will be a new bridge connecting southbound 143 to eastbound I-10. You will no longer need to use the loop ramp. The bridge in the center of the screen is the HOV direct connection for I-10 and 143. The 48th Street bridges will also be replaced. This is a snapshot of the current bridge at 48th Street looking to the south. This is the same view at the end of the project. The 48th Street bridges will be shifted to the west. The existing 48th Street bridges will remain in service until the new bridges are complete. This view also provides a good look at the 143 bridges to and from I-10. This is a view of the I-10 bridges over the Salt River near the airport. Eastbound and westbound I-10 bridges will be widened to accommodate the 2 HOV lanes and additional travel lanes. This project is being delivered as a public-private partnership and design-build, or DB. DB projects are delivered by teams that have one contract with ADOT for design and construction services. We have been working on preliminary engineering, geotechnical exploration, and surveying. We have also begun the removal of rubberized asphalt, which will be ongoing for the next couple of months. Our team has been actively engaged in the Broadway Curve Improvement Project for over 2 years. We have focused on safely and efficiently moving traffic through the work zones. We have designed and planned the work to minimize disruptions to traffic. As you can see on this slide, we are building the work outside of the travel lanes. In stage one, the upper graphic, 5 lanes of traffic are maintained on existing I-10. When the CD roads are complete, we move into stage two, the lower graphic. 3 lanes of traffic will be on I-10, and the remaining two lanes will use the CD road. This allows for the work to be constructed away from traffic. Another feature that will keep traffic moving are pull-off areas at 1 mile intervals through the length of the project. Travelers that have had car trouble or a minor fender bender will move into these areas. Traffic will continue flowing and the drivers involved in the incident will be in a safe area. Here's our schedule. Currently, we are preparing work zones by removing the rubberized asphalt and installing barriers throughout the project to set up these work zones. In the next month, we'll move into the next part of the project. This will last approximately 1 year. During this time, we will widen the roadway south of Baseline and begin work on the bridges at 48th Street and Broadway Road. In the areas between I-17 and Baseline Road, new median lighting and sign structures will be installed. In the summer of 2022, we move to the next step of the project. It'll last approximately 18 months. We will focus our efforts on widening of I-10. This will require the reconstruction of the service ramps to the crossroads. The construction of the CD roads will be a major focus during this time. Bridge work, including both new bridges and widenings, will be underway on I-10, 143, and US 60. Retaining walls and sound walls will be constructed during this stage. The final two parts of the project are short in duration. We will focus on finalizing the major features of the project. The CD roads will be in use. This will allow the two bridges from 143 to be completed. Once these bridges are complete, it is about tying everything together by completing the roadway up to the bridges. The final part of the project is focused on wrapping everything up and completing the project. Traffic will be in its final configuration. We will finalize the lighting, signing, and landscaping. Our last major activity will be resurfacing of the roadway. Final striping will close out the project. Now I'll turn it back over to Howard to share additional information about how to stay informed.
Thank you, Steve. So how can you continue to find more information about the project, ask questions, and provide comments after tonight's meeting? You can do so in several different ways. First, by phone. You can call the bilingual project information line at 602-501-5505. The bilingual information project line again is 602-501-5505. If you prefer email alerts, you can subscribe for traffic alerts and project updates. Go to our website, i10broadwaycurve.com, where you'll find a link to receive email alerts. There are also several social media platforms available. You can follow ADOT on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. ADOT also has a blog and a YouTube channel that you can follow. Stop by our community office. The project has an office just west of the curb around 32nd Street, and we invite you to stop by the office to engage the team. Our address is 3157 East Elwood Street, Suite 100 in Phoenix. Again, that address is 3157 East Elwood Street, Suite 100 in Phoenix. Our office hours are between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, except holidays. We also have an app, and we hope you'll take a minute to download the project's free mobile app. Go either to Apple's App Store on your iPhone, or for Android users, you can download through Google Play. Enter The Curve to download the mobile app. So that concludes the presentation portion of tonight's meeting. So we're going to jump into our Q&A segment. A couple of reminders, as I stated at the beginning of tonight's meeting, we'll be taking as many comments from the public as we possibly can until the public meeting concludes at 7 p.m. Again, for those online joining us via WebEx, use the Q&A function for written comments. Those on the phone that have joined us through Teletown Hall and would like to make a comment, please press 0 on your phone keypad at any time and you'll be placed in line to speak with a member of our staff. Our team will take down your name, and the next time you hear your name, you will be live, and you'll be able to make your comment or ask your question. Please note that there may be a slight delay during the screening process. We will get to you as quickly as we can, and we appreciate your patience. To allow as many attendees to be heard as possible and provide equal opportunity, each speaker will be allotted a maximum of 3 minutes. An individual or group representative who speaks may also submit more detailed written comments for the meeting record through our website. As a reminder, all comments received will be recorded as part of the public record. If we're unable to address your question during the allotted time for tonight's virtual public meeting, please be sure to fill out the contact form on our website at i10broadwaycurve.com. We will show you the website again at the end of the Q&A session. Finally, if you're joining us via Teletown Hall, you will have the chance to leave your comments verbally for the team. No matter how you submit your comments, we will get back to you as quickly as we can. So we're going to go to the question section. I'm hoping to find the first question via WebEx. I'm actually going to go ahead and start the video so you can see the team members that are here for tonight's question and answer session. So give me one moment, and I'll hopefully find the first question for tonight's meeting.
Well, the first one, what is the CD rip?
Great question. Sorry about that. So our first question that's been submitted, what is a CD road? So I'm going to go ahead and turn that over to Steve.
Yes, a CD road is, much like the name implies, it collects the traffic from the I-10, 143, US 60, and it distributes it to the local roadway or the 48th Street and the other roadways. It behaves much like a frontage road, except there's no driveways or traffic signals to move the traffic around. It keeps the local traffic and the freeway traffic from intermingling, and they're separated by a barrier wall.
Great. Thanks, Steve. We have a similar question. Actually, it was a two-parter that included the CD roads, and I think you've answered that. The follow-up to that is there going to be any eminent domain land issues with business owners in the Tempe area? So I think, Kim, are you able to answer that question?
Sure. And the answer is no. There aren't any eminent domain issues with landowners.
Great, thank you. I am going to...
I think there's a question part of that two-parter also about tolls, and there's no tolls for these roadways.
Okay, so the question was, are there going to be any tolls as part of the question? And Steve indicated that no, we will not be implementing any toll booths for any of these routes. It looks like we have a question from Todd on the phone. So let's go ahead and make that transition.
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my question. I actually have several questions, but really this one's the most pressing, I think, given that this area is going to be obviously under significant change and reduced roadway and such through the project area. Is there any, I guess, any intent or provision here to make sure that people who do have accidents are moved off the roadway very quickly and out of the lanes of travel so that, you know, traffic isn't further impeded? I mean, is law enforcement prepared, DPS or whatnot, to, you know, quickly respond to incidents so that they don't cause major delays, you know, and further exacerbate, you know, the situation while this project is ongoing?
Thanks for that question. That's a really good question, and I'm going to ask Steve to give us some guidance with that one.
So, Todd, throughout the corridor at one-mile intervals, there'll be pull-out areas that distress motorists or accidents can go to, and that'll keep the traffic flowing throughout the project. And we regularly communicate with the emergency services departments and tell them what we're doing, what our staging is at that time. We coordinate with them prior to any of our major changes in traffic control and any weekend closures or things of that nature. So they're completely aware of where we're working, where these pullouts are, and how to get people into those.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I'm going to find our next question.
He had several questions.
Okay. What were some of this?
He said he had a couple more.
Todd, are you still on the line? Okay. So we'll go to the next question. Here's a quick question. Will this video be available to view again? Yes, the video actually will be available to be viewed again on the website. After tonight's meeting, go to the website, i10broadwaycurve.com, and you'll be able to find links and several different resources regarding the project. I see another question from Tim. Will there be any changes to the US 60 and Mill or on the off-ramps or bridges on Mill Avenue? You okay to answer that,
yes,
please? You.
That is not part of this contract. We have work on US 60 from I-10 to Hardy Drive, but not further east than Hardy Drive.
Great, thank you. I see another question that had to do with Warner. Oh, here we go. Will the Warner Road Bridge be widened to reduce backup of westbound Warner to eastbound I-10, aka two left-hand turn lanes versus one? And that's from Scott. Well, Steve, or
I could family.
Thanks, Steve.
So, this project has been funded by MAG, and this is part of the I-10 corridor or spine study. And it only included the portions of I-10 from I-17 to the Santan. It doesn't include the cross streets of Warner and these other areas. It's just focused on I-10.
And we can follow up on that a little bit because, so ADOT, what we do is we design, we build, we maintain, and then we operate the state highway system. And the specific projects that we deliver across Arizona are determined by regional planners who make decisions based on studies and data and public input. And so the widening of the Warner Road Bridge is not included in the scope of this particular project. That doesn't mean it may never get done in the future as part of another project, but it is not included in the scope of this particular project. But there will be an improvement to one of the Warner Road off-ramps, and that'll be at westbound I-10. We are adding a second right turn lane onto Warner Road from westbound I-10, and that'll help to reduce backups on that off-ramp at Warner Road.
Great. Thanks, Kim. So we do actually have a question on the phone from Jody in Phoenix. So can we tee that question up?
Jody, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I live on right off of Baseline here, and we have so much congestion on Baseline, it's almost a freeway. We have an awful lot of the black soot. What is this going to do to us that live around in this area?
Thanks, Jody, for your question. So I think the reference is to existing conditions. I'm not sure if I get anybody get any clarity on what
Jody
asked.
Maybe if you could provide a little bit more clarity, has this been ongoing? I need a little more clarity to answer.
Well, what I want to know is the air quality going to be any worse than it already is here between the airplanes flying overhead and the freeway?
So, Jody, I can help with the question. So, first of all, the air quality was a topic that was studied throughout the environmental assessment, which is the environmental study that we are required to conduct before we begin any project. And so this project is not predicted to cause or exacerbate any violations to air quality standards. It's also, so I guess the short answer to that is it is not. And then I do have some more specific information and follow along, because this gets a little bit technical and it's a little bit difficult to explain. But there was a study that looked at greenhouse gas and carbon dioxide, and as well as carbon reduction due to traffic moving more efficiently. So the results of the air quality analysis for current, now in 2021, as well as 2040, the greenhouse gas emissions will be lower than they are now without the improvements, and when the project is built, when compared to the existing greenhouse gas emissions. So basically, in summary, what that means is that building the project will improve the air quality through 2040 versus not building the project. And the primary reason for this is because the project is going to be improving traffic flow and reducing congestion on I-10, which then serves to reduce the vehicle emissions. So I hope that answers your question.
Thanks, Kim. We do have another caller on the phone who is a cyclist. I think that's Jacqueline in Phoenix. So can we go ahead and get connected to Jacqueline?
Yes, this is Jackie Orr.
Go ahead and ask your question. We can hear you.
Okay. I have a question to see if there's any bicyclist considerations or any type of bike lanes or what type of, besides pedestrian walking plans, there are. And I also was wondering if there was any planned building removal in that area of construction.
Can you repeat the last portion of your question, please?
Oh, someone was talking about eminent domain earlier, and it made me wonder if there's also buildings that are being removed to accommodate the space for the freeway.
So in terms of the building removals, most of that has already occurred. There is still, I believe, one property near I-10 and Baseline Road, just directionally south of Tempe Diablo Stadium, that is still in the process of being removed. But otherwise, all of the right-of-way and removals have already occurred. And then in terms of the question about bicycle facilities, the project does include two, they're called pedestrian bridges, but they are multi-use crossings that do accommodate bicycles. And then we are also widening and improving the Guadalupe Road Bridge over I-10, which is part of the Sun Circle Trail. And that is actually for use by pedestrians, bicyclists, and even equestrians.
Great. Thanks, Kim. We actually have a question on WebEx. I'm going to go ahead and read Andrew's question. Will drivers be able to enter the CD road south of the 60 and re-enter the freeway further west, essentially using the CD road as a bypass? I find today this causes more merge congestions for drivers doing this at the current Baseline Road US 60 exit on I-10 westbound, and am concerned this may happen to the new CD roads. So I'm going to, Steve, are you okay to take this one? Thank you.
So yes, that is possible to do that. It's not the intention of the CD roads. The CD roads are to take people from Baseline, or for your example, exiting I-10 westbound south of US 60, with their destination being Broadway, 48th Street, 143, or down to 40th Street, but it's collecting also the traffic from those cross streets and pushes them onto westbound Baseline if they continue that direction. It has the potential, but it's not intended to be used as such.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I have another WebEx question from Frank. I'm sold on the eventual benefits. My concerns are for congestion during the road work, during the roadworks. Will the surface street alternatives have reworked traffic light timings coordinated between cities which share the pain with other road users? Follow-up question, will there be coordinated airport access routes? Another question, how real-time will the traffic info be, perhaps through the Broadway Curve app? It will be useless if it is updated only hourly. I think there's more to it, but let's start with the first part of the question. Will the surface street alternatives have reworked traffic light timings coordinated between the cities?
Sure.
So the way this is set up, anytime we do a closure on the freeway or reducing traffic, our detours are freeway-to-freeway interchanges or freeway-to-freeway system detours. So if we have a closure in the eastbound direction from Santan to US 60, the freeway would exit Santan, take the 101 north and back to US 60 to re-enter the I-10 roadway. We sign it that way. We sign all the local traffic that way, but also we do monitor it, and we have a sub-consultant on board that is able to monitor it, and it's updated within seconds of every time. He's able to see where congestion areas occur on the side streets. He, through these weekends that we've already had closures, he's in regular communications with Tempe, Chandler, Guadalupe, and the city of Phoenix. And if necessary, they've gone out and retimed some of these lights to avoid the queues that are building up.
And then to follow up on that, the same data that Steve is referring to that's used to keep track of real-time delays, either on the freeway or on the surface streets, is also being used in the Curve, which is the app, so that you can get that real-time data. But that's a great question and another opportunity to plug the Curve, because that is the best way to get traffic alerts and that real-time data. And then again, we also do want to emphasize, as Steve mentioned, we really want to keep the detours on the state highway system so we aren't overloading the local streets that may not have been designed or constructed to handle interstate traffic. We encourage you also to use the app or go to the website to find out what those state highway system detours are, and then also make sure you're allowing yourself plenty of extra travel time on those detours for a couple of reasons. One, the volume of traffic is going to be heavier, and two, sometimes the distance by keeping traffic on the state highway system is longer. You'll need to be able to account for additional time as well as additional miles along those detour routes. And we do appreciate your patience.
Thanks, Kim. We do actually have a question from WebEx regarding funding. So how's the project being funded?
Sure. So back in 2004, Maricopa County voters approved Proposition 400, which has the provision of a half-cent sales tax that is used to fund projects that are in the Regional Transportation Plan, which is developed by MAG, which is the Maricopa Association of Governments. And so we are utilizing funding from the voter-approved half-cent sales tax to fund this project. And there is additional funding coming from the Federal Highway Administration.
Great. Thanks, Kim. We actually have a phone call. I see that Joshua is on the phone. Can we connect to Joshua?
Yeah, this is Joshua. Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay. Yeah, so my question was, have you guys been able to do any research or pull up any data on during the project, how much is it going to increase the time? Because it's a big thoroughfare for commuters. You know, you've got people going to the airport, people going to big industry in Tempe and Chandler, like Intel and Honeywell. Has there been any research done and found any numbers? Okay, the time, this is how much is probably going to increase for commuters coming from different directions. And then also, has there been any time you know, research, okay, it's going to save, at once the project is completed, it's going to save this kind of time due to the opening of the lanes?
So, that's a great question. And we'll use this weekend's closure of westbound I-10 as an example, because we'll be closing westbound I-10 this weekend between the US 60 and 40th Street. And in order to keep that detour on the state highway system, that detour route is actually 17 miles long. So we are utilizing the data that we're capturing each weekend during the restrictions and closures to get the baseline numbers of the increased amount of time. So, for example, for this weekend's closure, we are recommending that if you're going to be traveling in that area, at least an additional 30 minutes of travel time. And that's based on, again, the extra mileage as well as heavier traffic. So that's the kind of data that we are using and sharing with the public to make sure that, you know, we need you to add travel time, and this is our best projection. Now, where some of that data gets may get a little bit sideways is if we have an anomaly, right? So we're talking about normal driving conditions. If there's a fender bender on the detour route, that's going to have an impact on the ability for traffic to move, which is going to skew that data. But we are working, yes, based on the real-time data that we're seeing each weekend that we're capturing. And I can assure you, we sit down every Monday after every weekend closure and look at every street, every ramp, and calculate exactly how many backups or slowdowns occurred and how long traffic was queued or sitting or moving slowly, so that we get a better idea of how long each delay is costing motorists. And then the second part of your question is, right now the average travel time through what we consider the I-10 Broadway curve and that stretch of I-10 is about 32 miles an hour. So if we did not build the project, by 2025, that number is projected to drop to 29 miles an hour. But with the improvements by 2025, we're looking at an increase to 40 miles an hour. And again, that's on average. So that's taking into account peak travel times as well as other times of the day when traffic is moving more efficiently. So I hope that answers your question.
Great. Thanks, Kim. We actually have another caller. Donna is holding. So, Donna, can we get you to ask your question on the line?
Yes, this is Donna. I have a question. How will the project affect Southern Avenue, specifically in the area of the senior mobile home communities of the Meadows and Contempo TP? That's just east of 48th Street. And will a sound barrier be erected in that area?
Do you want to take that one?
You started to say something.
Yeah. There is going to be a sound barrier constructed along the west side of the Baseline Road off-ramp, which I think is just to the east of the Meadows community.
Okay. I'm not sure if she's still on, so I think... hopefully we answered that question.
Here.
Oh, you are still there. I'm sorry. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Well, I just wanted to know, how will it affect Southern Avenue traffic? Will that be impacted in any way?
So the question follow-up is, will Southern Avenue traffic be impacted as a result of these changes? So I'll go to Steve.
We do have some bridge widening that will go over Southern Avenue, and we have the new collector distributor bridge that'll be on the east side of the freeway crossing Southern, and then widening of the westbound I-10 lanes in the same area.
Great, thanks, Steve. I actually have a WebEx question from Barry. Will there be regular media, TV, radio, et cetera, communications for general public to be aware of this project and community outreach communication? The answer is yes. Kim, do you want to go into any detail on the TV, media, radio?
Sure. Barry, we actually have a very comprehensive strategic communication plan that incorporates paid media, as well as news media, social media, and then community outreach. So we hope you've had an opportunity to see maybe some of our billboards that are up, or hear some of our radio sponsorships, or even some of our radio commercials and TV commercials. We also have online ads that are running very regularly, and our paid advertising effort is actually targeting both English and Spanish-speaking communities. We're also working very closely with news media. We are sending out information sometimes one, two, even three times a week about upcoming restrictions and closures or other impacts the project might be having. And then through our community outreach team, they are actually going out and canvassing areas that might be affected. They'll be hosting special events that the public is welcome to attend. They'll also be going out to other special events to share information. We certainly hope that you've had an opportunity to download the app and to visit the website, because you'll always find the most up-to-date information there. So it is a very comprehensive multilingual outreach effort with the goal of really reaching as many people as possible to create project awareness and then also make sure that you know the avenues, the tools that are available to you to get more information or ask questions or provide comments. So I hope that answers your question, Barry.
So we do have a WebEx question from Shannon. Will the I-10 and US 60 be completely closed during the next 3 years?
I can take that one.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
No, it will not be closed during the next 3 years. We're allowed closures on I-10 mainline from 10 p.m. Friday night to 4 a.m. Monday morning. And there's also a limited number of closures that we can do. So in the Broadway Curve area, we're allotted 25 in each direction. All the closures that take place will be off-peak hours. So, for example, if we're doing something during the weekday, it'll be from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m. the next morning. And the weekend is, as I said before, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. It'll be open during It'll be open during normal hours. We don't intend on a large number of closures. That was one of the reasons we're constructing the CD roads early, to minimize the number of closures that we'll have, and you'll have the same number of lanes that are in existence right now.
Great. Thanks, Steve. We actually have a WebEx question, and the question is, where can we find more information about weekend closures that will be occurring? So in the presentation, I actually talked about quite a few different ways, but one is you can actually be alerted via email. You can subscribe for traffic alerts about the project, receive updates. You can do that via our website. Just go to i10broadwaycurve.com. You can always call the bilingual project information line if you have time, 602-501-5505. I also mentioned multiple social media platforms you can follow, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and there's also a blog. So there are a lot of different ways, so make sure to try those. And the big one is downloading the mobile app. The mobile app will provide you a lot of information up to date, upcoming, and that is through the App Store for Apple, our iPhone users, and through Google Play for Android users. Just look for The Curve, and you'll be able to find that information. So next, we actually have a phone call from Allie. So can we get Allie on the line?
Yes. Hi. I live very close to 48th Street in Baseline. And I use the I-10 each day to get from the east side to my work on the west side. And I just kind of wanted to know how, what is the projected time frame that this expansion is going to be going on?
Steve, let's go with you.
So we talked a little bit about during the presentation, We've begun the removal of the rubberized asphalt to create the work zones that will be needed to build the freeway or reconstruct portions of the freeway. We will be complete in late 2024. Again, I think it's important to everybody recognize that there will be the same number of lanes maintained on the system as there is today.
And another option for Allie and for anybody else maybe who travels from the east side to the west side is to consider using the new South Mountain Freeway, because you can pick that up right at I-10 and roughly Chandler Boulevard, and take that all the way around to connect with I-10 at 59th Avenue. So that might be another option while construction is underway to help you avoid major parts of the work zone.
Thanks. I actually have a WebEx question that's been submitted. Will the Western Canal Pass be upgraded at the same time? As far as paths, lighting, and landscape, any architectural theme walls going in along that canal path? Steve, are you able to answer that question?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the Western Canal will be one of the pedestrian bridges that is being constructed across the freeways that will provide connection from the east side to the west side. So it's collecting right off basically by Arizona Mills. It'll run a little bit south, make the connection, and then connect back to the north in that area. And it'll have architectural features on the pedestrian bridge and the walls up to the bridges. And landscaping, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, I actually have another WebEx question from Irene. When you resurface I-10 near Ahwatukee, will you be using rubberized asphalt or diamond grinding? Something for noise abatement. I'm going to go Steve.
The area you're referencing will be, the rubberized asphalt will be placed at the conclusion of the project. I-10 from the southern limits to 40th Street will get the rubberized asphalt treatment, and west of 40th Street will receive the diamond grinding surface.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Okay, hang tight 1 second. I'm still combing to find out our next question. So we do have a follow-up. What is the total estimated cost for the project? So I'll go to Kim. Can you help us with that?
Sure. It's $776 million.
Great. Thank you. You know what? We would love to hear from more callers. We do have some questions that I'll be trying to get to in the queue, but please continue to utilize on WebEx the Q&A element to ask or submit any questions, and those on the phone, we'd love to hear from you. So real quick, I think we have a caller on the phone. Yep, it looks like we have Jerry. Jerry, hopefully we can hear you here in just one moment, but we're ready to for you. Jerry,
hello,
are you there?
I'm Jerry. Yes, I'm Jerry. My question...
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. My question relates to 48th Street between Chandler Boulevard and, basically Baseline. And my concern is that folks that live west of 48th probably would not backtrack to go back to connect to the plan that you have set up. So do you have any plans to upgrade patrols and traffic patrols on 48th Street to avoid filling intersections with automobiles and over speeding? There's many, many, many streets that enter into 48th that are not under any traffic control. So that's my main concern.
Harry, this is Steve Campbell. As we stated earlier, we'll never sign traffic to go that way. And if we do, after one of our traffic control debrief meetings, notice that more traffic is going in that direction, we'll increase the signage to basically deter people from going that direction.
Jerry, that's my neighborhood too, so I understand your concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just there's children and there's elderly people, and there aren't any lights in between like Elliot and Warner. So I'm concerned about that.
Right. And you know, also that if it's also just a general concern that isn't necessarily related to this project, I would also encourage you to follow up with the law enforcement agency, which would be the Phoenix Police Department, which is responsible for that stretch of 48th Street, to just to discuss your concerns about patrol.
Thanks, Jerry. We do actually have a WebEx question. So is there a percentage increase of capacity and or a maximum total car flow rate? So I don't know, Steve or Kim?
Well, as a result of the project, from adding the additional capacity to I-10 and the combination of the CD roads, we're looking at about a 60% increase in capacity to accommodate traffic through that stretch of I-10 through the Broadway curve.
Super. Again, let me just remind folks, we would love to hear from you. We are getting close to our time for the evening, but and again, let me just remind those folks that if you have submitted some question, I know that some of our staff is working behind the scenes and asking or responding to questions simultaneously, but we're trying to get to as many WebEx questions as well as phone calls as we possibly can. So please, if you're joining us online, use the Q&A function. And for those on the phone, press zero and you'll have an opportunity to speak with us. So I am looking for anything that's open here. Let's see, hang tight 1 second. So I think this one we can ask, can you access the CD road from US 60 while traveling westbound?
Yes.
So there's the answer.
Well, I'll explain that. So there's the existing three lanes going westbound on US, to make sure I'm reading that right. Can you add? Yes. So if you're westbound on US 60, there's the three lanes that will go directly onto westbound I-10, or there will be a new ramp that's constructed that'll go onto the westbound collector distributor road.
Great, thanks, Steve. I do see another WebEx question that I think we can answer. It's from Frank. This is a project with a long use after completion. Is there provisions for future transport, including autonomous vehicles, including trucks? So I think, Kim, we might have an answer to this.
Actually, I don't have an answer to this one, Frank. And what I would recommend, and it's a great question, and I'm sorry I'm not prepared to address it for you tonight. I would love it if you would email us that question at info@i10broadwaycurve.com. That's info@i10broadwaycurve.com. Or go to the website and submit it through the online comment form, so that we can take a look at that one and get back to you as quickly as possible.
Great. It looks like we have a question from WebEx. Will the speed limit change during construction?
Yes. We've already set up warp zones south of Baseline Road, and it reduces the speed to 55 miles an hour from the previously posted 65 miles an hour.
Great, thank you. Okay, looks like we have Douglas on the phone. So Douglas, if you're ready, I think we can take your call now.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Doug.
My big concern, are these plans actually going to be followed, or is ADOT going to change them somewhere through the system because of budgetary concerns or something like this, like they did on the 10160? And then all of their projections, such as the air quality and everything else that they're talking about in this studies, go out the window because traffic flow has slowed to a complete stall because the project was completely changed from what it was said it was going to be from the get-go and what the public was sold on.
So Doug, we're ADOT's delivering the project that is defined in the MAG regional plan, and it is fully funded again through the sales tax, half cent sales tax provision from Proposition 400. So other budgetary concerns necessarily won't impact the funding that's available for the project, because we move forward with the project when the funding is programmed by MAC.
So we do have a, thanks, Kim. We do have a WebEx question from Douglas. What phase and when will the Guadalupe Bridge widening be under construction?
It's going to be in the near future. Will be the traffic is up to the inside. We'll start the work on the outside with the abutments. And then when we move into the second step of the project, we'll go out in the middle, get our median pier in, and widen that bridge during that time frame. So it's in the earlier portions of the project.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I see another WebEx inquiry from Carrie. Is anyone working with Google Maps Waze to make sure that reroutes are going to the state highways, as Kim suggested, rather than creative workarounds using Kyrene and 48 through neighborhoods?
And again, we are working with a subconsultant who is the app developer, who is doing the coordination through Google Maps to provide that detour information. And we understand your concern. And unfortunately, we can't stop people from being creative and self-detouring, but we are definitely pushing the traffic out to the state highway system for those detour routes and monitoring that very closely.
Thanks, Cam. I'm looking to see if we have any more questions. It is 7:01, so we appreciate you guys staying on with us so far. I'm going to throw it out there one more time for, as we kind of close out here. For those online joining us via WebEx, use the Q&A function to write your comments. And again, as I stated, we do have staff that I believe are answering some of those questions. And then also the phone for phone users on Teletown Hall, press zero if you have a desire to speak to us on your keypad. Hang tight one second. I'm looking to see what we have next here. I'm going to go ahead and throw this question out there from Marianne. For those of us who use 48th Street from Southern Avenue to get to the airport, how are they going to be affected? So again, the question is, for those using 48th Street from Southern to the airport, how are they going to be affected?
The existing bridges will remain in service while we build the new bridges offline. So we're going to maintain traffic on 48th Street. There will be the need for occasional closures, and those will be notified through our app, through our websites, and also signing to allow everybody plenty of time and be able to plan for that trip when you know the road's going to be closed during that time frame that you need to be traveling.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Hang tight one second. It looks like we do have a WebEx question. Will suppliers for the project be Arizona companies? So, Steve, can you help us with that one? Suppliers for the project be Arizona companies, materials?
Yeah, we're buying the majority of our stuff from the subcontractors and suppliers that we use on a regular basis doing work in Arizona. Two of our partners have been based here for
1984.
Yeah, 1956 for the other one. So we have a longstanding relationship with both subcontractors and suppliers in the area. You'll see all of our design partners are locally based here in Arizona. That's a very important part of our team to the local knowledge.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Hang tight one second. I think we don't have anybody waiting. So I'd like to go ahead and conclude because I think we don't have anybody holding. So
hopefully all the WebEx ones.
we've gone through as many WebExes as we, and then we're also responding to some of those as well. So what you see on the screen is an opportunity for those of you that were unable to address your questions during the allotted time for tonight's virtual public meeting. Go to our website and fill out the contact form. If you're joining us via Teletown Hall, you'll have the chance to leave your comments verbally for the team. No matter how you submit those comments, we will get back to you as quickly as possible. Online, you can access the project website and fill out the contact form. Our website is i10broadwaycurve.com. On our website, you can also access tonight's presentation as well as other resources about the project. If you're interested as a member of our hearing from our project team provides you information to your group or organization or an event, you can make a request for a speaker through our website. Again, our website is i10broadwaycurve.com or through the contact link. Just fill out your information to request a speaker. On behalf of ADOT and the project team, we would like to thank each of you for attending tonight's virtual public meeting to learn about the status and the construction schedule of the project, and we hope you will continue to stay engaged. Thank you and good night.